Well, tis the season for scams. The Better Business Bureau has its top 12 scams of Christmas that are most likely to catch consumers and donors off guard this Christmas holiday season. Many of the scams that are on the list this year are facilitated through emails and through social media platforms, but they said that social media experience is where most people are vulnerable, so exercise caution when coming across social media ads about discounted items, event promotions, job opportunities, and donation requests, as well as those direct messages that come from strangers. If you are asked to make a payment or a donation by wire or by e-transfer through third parties, by a prepaid debit or gift card, that should always be treated as a red flag. But they suggest be mindful of these scams, which could cut into your holiday cheer, and they do have a few tips here to avoid some of these, and here are the 12. The first is misleading social media ads. As you scroll through your social media feed, oftentimes you will see items for sale from a small business. Sometimes the business even claims to support a charity to try to get you to order, or they offer a free trial. The Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker receives reports of people paying for items that they never receive, getting charged monthly for a free trial they never signed up for, or receiving an item that's counterfeit or much different from the one that was advertised. The 2021 Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker Risk Report found that online purchase scams were the most common cons that were reported to Scam Tracker in the category with the most victims. So make sure you do your homework and your research on that company before you do order. The second is social media gift exchanges. Each holiday season, that scheme seems to pop back up, and this year is no different. A newer version of the scam revolves around exchanging bottles of wine. Another suggests purchasing $10 gifts online. And another twist asks you to submit your email into a list where participants get to pick a name and send money to strangers to pay it forward. There's even a twist about Secret Santa Dog, where you buy a $10 gift for your secret dog. In all of these versions, participants unwittingly shared their personal information along with those of their family members and friends, and then are further tricked into buying and shipping gifts or money to folks they don't know. And there's also the fact that it's an illegal pyramid scheme. So beware of those. The third are holiday apps. It says Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store list dozens of holiday-themed apps where children can video chat live with Santa, light the menorah, watch Santa feed live reindeer, track his sleigh on Christmas Eve, or relay their holiday wish lists. They said this season, like the past 2 years when COVID-19 caused children to skip the traditional in-person visit with Santa, apps may play a more important role than ever. So make sure to review privacy policies to see what information might be collected, and be wary of free apps as they can sometimes contain more advertising than apps that require a nominal fee. The free apps also can contain malware. The fourth is alerts about compromised accounts. The Better Business Bureau has been receiving reports on Scam Tracker about a con claiming that your Amazon, PayPal, Netflix, or bank account has been compromised. Victims receive an email, a call, or a text message which explains that there's been some suspicious activity on one of their accounts, and then it further urges them to take immediate action to prevent the account from being compromised. You may have seen those. So be extra cautious when you're getting those unsolicited calls, emails, and texts about alleged compromised accounts. Well, the next topic is free gift cards. Nothing brings good cheer like the word free, and scammers have been known to take advantage of that weakness by sending bulk phishing emails requesting personal information to receive free gift cards. In some of these emails, scammers impersonate legitimate companies, like a Starbucks perhaps, and promise gift cards to loyal customers that have been supporting their business throughout the pandemic. They may also use pop-up ads or send text messages with links saying that you were randomly selected as a winner for a prize. Well, if you've received an unsolicited email with gift card offers, don't open it. Instead, mark it as spam or junk. However, if you open the email, don't click on any of the links that are involved. The next topic is temporary holiday jobs. Retailers typically hire seasonal workers to help meet the demands of holiday shoppers. Shippers and delivery services are top holiday employers this year because of the increase in online orders and the need to get most of these packages delivered before Christmas. These jobs are a great way to make some extra money, sometimes with the possibility of turning into a long-term employment opportunity. However, job seekers need to be wary of employment scams that are aimed at stealing money and personal information from job applicants. So keep an eye out for opportunities that seem too good to be true. The next topic is look-alike websites. The holiday season brings endless emails offering deals, sales, and bargains, so be wary of emails with links that are enclosed. Some may lead to look-alike websites created by scammers to trick people into downloading malware, making dead-end purchases, and sharing private information. If you're uncertain about the email, make sure you don't click any of the links. Instead, hover over them to see where they reroute. There's also the fake charity scams. Typically, 40% of all charitable donations are received during the last few weeks of the year. And donors are advised to look out for fraudulent charities and scammers pretending to be individuals in need. Avoid impromptu donation decisions to unfamiliar organizations. Responsible organizations will welcome a gift tomorrow just as much as they would today. So make sure you verify a charity at the Better Business Bureau's gift.org site. And where possible, donate to the charity through their website and use a credit card. And if you're feeling very charitable, there are lots of local charities that would welcome those donations. Also, there's the fake shipping notifications. More consumers are making purchases online, but there's also an increase in the number of notifications about shipping details from retailers and carriers. Scammers use this new surge to send phishing emails with links enclosed that may allow you unwanted access to your private information or maybe download malware into your device. They may also try to trick people into paying some new shipping fees. The next one is pop-up holiday virtual events. This year, many local in-person events like pop-up holiday markets or craft fairs have moved online. Scammers are creating fake event pages, social media posts, and emails charging admission for what used to be a free event. The goal is to steal credit card information. So confirm with the organizer of the event if there is an admission fee, and in case there is a charge, use a credit card. If the event is free, watch for scammers trying to claim otherwise. Also, the next topic would be top holiday wish list items. Look for low or ridiculously priced luxury goods, jewelry, designer clothing, and electronics. Well, there almost always are cheap counterfeits and knockoffs. This year, there are all kinds of different types of items, some game consoles, and there's a baby Yoda device, too, that some of the items are in high demand. So make sure you're very cautious when considering purchasing these high-value items from individuals through some social sites. And then the final topic they list here is puppy scams. They said many families, especially those who have children, may be considering adding a furry friend to their household this year. However, you could fall victim to some pet scams, which tend to be on the rise this year. So make sure you request to actually see the pet in person before you might make a purchase. Pets online. Yeah, there are plenty of pets in local shelters that need homes also this holiday season. So not only make the faces bright of the youngsters or your family members, but light up the life of a four-legged friend as well here locally who may need that assistance. So those are some of the top scams that are listed during the holiday season, especially this Christmas season, by the Better Business Bureau. And you can always go to their scam tracker website as well. Just go to bbb.org and you can find that information if you do have any questions about those or any other things, that shenanigans that might be going on out there here this holiday season. Enjoy the holiday, but always be vigilant. Staying